Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If I think someone's hot, I just want to be like, you're so hot. Like, I just want to say it. Or, like, especially when the bars open eventually, I'm just going to, like, look at freaking guys and be like, you, here, now. Like, I'm just going to be so ballsy because, I don't know, I'm sick and tired of, like, why are we not saying what we're thinking, you know?
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Okay, guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. Philip just forked up the whole entire podcast, so we're redoing it.
Whoops. I had some technical difficulties on my issues. It's our first podcast, so we are learning. Take it easy.
Do you want to tell them what you did?
It was the AirPods connection. I wasn't connected, so.
I feel like you guys didn't miss that much. I'm not upset about it.
Good.
So, you guys, I'm here with my brother, Philip. And what do I call you? Phil? PK?
PK.
I call you PK the most?
You call me PK. You and all your friends call me PK. Nobody else really calls me PK.
Really?
Yeah.
What do people call you at school?
Phil. Philip.
Phil or Philip? I feel like I never say Philip. It's either Phil or PK.
I get some Philly. What up, Philly?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I hear, like, Rod say that.
Yeah, every now and then.
Anyway, you guys, I'm having Phil on the podcast. I'm very excited for this episode because we're going to dive into New Year's resolutions, our words for the year, the vision for the podcast, where we've been, what we did over winter break. We're going to talk about everything and anything juicy, basically. Phil's going to be kind of like my co-host, co-star, sidekick, if you will. Maybe like the Twitch to my Ellen on the podcast. I would love to have him on full-time, but we're just going to like dabble, see how things go with TK's Juicy Pod. And if all goes well, our plan is to eventually come as one and make our own new podcast. We're going to rebrand, do like the whole new cover art thing. This is just kind of what our vision is, if the response is well. So please let us know, like, rate, review, let us know if you like the podcast, and we will continue to do so and make sure it's epic. So
give us some name suggestions for the podcast.
Something with kings. So something like We Three Kings. Like that would be perfect if there were like three siblings and we're like We Three Kings. Phil, how's your new year? How's being back at school? For people that don't know you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm obviously TK's younger brother. I am 21, junior at Indiana University. That's about it. Big sports guy, pretty much just a guy's guy, normal guy, and yeah.
Are you in a frat?
I am. I'm in Fiji. It's a lot of fun. We have a great time here. This year's kind of sucked just because COVID, but that's everywhere. You can't really do much, but we're still having a good time making the most of it, and everybody's here, so that's been fun.
Yeah, I will say Fiji, like, parties are the most fun ever. I've been going to them since I was like 18 or maybe even 17. Did you know, Phil, that actually when I was a senior in high school, it was like fall time senior in high school, and all of my friends did like a scavenger hunt, and one of them was to like get into Fiji, and I got us into Fiji. Yes. I think I texted like Toby Orm or Sam Wise, and I was like, hey, can you let us into Fiji? And we went in and got a photo. And
that's hilarious. Was that the old house?
Yes, that's at the old house.
Yeah, that's sick.
And one of them was like, get a photo on top. I highly suggest this if you're a senior in high school. Like, come up with like a really juicy scavenger hunt to do with your friends. One of them was get a photo on like a college dude's back. One of them was like, make out with a college guy. Like, yeah, I don't know.
The scavenger hunts were lit in high school.
Did you do one?
Yeah, we did a few of now and then.
Yeah, they were really lit. And it's fun because we live in a college town, so we can, like, do, like, it's cool to, like, get into a frat when you're in high school. So, yeah, Fiji is super fun, but not right now because of COVID. I'm so over the COVID thing.
Yeah, we can't have guests or anything, so it's tough.
Yeah. Okay, so what are your New Year's resolutions for the year?
I did not do any official resolutions. I'm not big on that. That's not really my thing, but... Would you have any good ones?
So you're not a, like, resolution guy?
I mean, not really. I don't have, like, for this year I need to do blah, 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 blah. I kind of just do
it. You don't ever, like, ever think, like, okay, this year I want to, like, start implementing this. Like, you don't ever, that doesn't cross your mind?
No, I definitely get, like, I definitely have, like, goals, but it's not, like, I'm not, like, okay, new year, new me, I'm going to do 200 push-ups every day. It just it comes at random times.
Okay.
Like, I
would agree, but I love using the new year as an excuse to like have another like brainstorm sesh, like what do I want to accomplish this year kind of thing.
Right.
Do you have any words for the year?
I did not choose any words. I guess we could make some right now. Do you have any words?
I'll tell you mine. You can think, marinate and think of yours while I tell you mine. All right. So I have three. The first one is decisive. I just feel like I am indecisive too much. Like, I catch myself too many times being like, oh, like going back and forth. I'm like, no, I just want to know, go with my gut, just full send, not think about the other option. So decisive is definitely one of mine. Even the other day, I was like trying to think of like a branding thing, and I was like just so back and forth, and I was like, this is exhausting. I just want to be decisive. So that's one of them.
Yeah.
Number two is ballsy. I want to be more ballsy and like more just like, again, like confident, like just know my decision and just like freaking send it. I feel like your 20s, actually any age up until you're like basically have a kid, which will probably be in my 30s, I want to fuck up. Like, I want to mess up. I want to learn from my mistakes. I want to learn what I don't like from what I do like. And I feel like in order to do that, you need to be ballsy and just, like, put yourself out there. especially with like guys, like I just want to, if I'm thinking about someone or if I like miss someone or if I think someone's hot, I just want to be like, you're so hot. Like I just want to say it. Or like, especially when the bars open eventually, I'm just going to like look at freaking guys and be like, you here now. Like I'm just going to be so ballsy because I don't know. I'm sick and tired of like, why are we not saying what we're thinking, you know?
Yeah. Probably a big deal because COVID, you can't just do anything and everybody's just itching to go do something and try something instead of just sitting in their kitchen all day watching TV.
Yeah, and I know that like you college guys like still kind of see like people like that you're around. Like when you're in the workforce, you're just like in your place, you go to work and like you actually, like LA, like we actually can't go out to eat or we can't go to a bar. Like, yeah. Like dead ass, like I can't meet people. So like once we can, I'm just going to be so ballsy. And then my last one is unfiltered. I just feel like for an influencer, I'm like pretty good about being like raw and authentic, but I could be a lot better. So I want to like stop using less filters and just in real life, like just be more present. And just, it same goes with like, you know, having a filter when I'm talking to someone, like, no, just be ballsy. Like just say it.
I feel like you do a pretty good job of that. Everybody knows who you are on social media and what you're actually about. You do that well.
What percentage, thank you, first of all, what percentage would you say, like, is me being real? Like, or out of a 10, like, how much do you think I'm, like, totally authentically real? 10 being super like real, 1 being not real.
Okay, so we're gonna pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it. And it's just so good. Like a nice cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh. Mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah!
If you didn't have your without your Instagram stories, probably like 7. Okay. But that's like every Insta influencer. But like with your stories, you're probably like 9.
Oh, really? Like, you
think talking, my... yeah.
Really?
Real stuff, yeah.
Like what? Because
no other like Insta baddies are like on. I guess some people do it, just like talking without makeup when they don't look their best and stuff.
What stories like come to mind? Because this is, like, this is really good. I'm, like, learning.
I don't know. Just, like, whenever you, like, come back from, like, a walk and you, like, explain just what happened, you just tell a story of, like, you guys won't believe who I just saw, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, like, you, like, when I just, like, essentially Rainbow vlog on my, yeah, on my story. Yeah. 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 I want to get better at, like, doing more vlog. Like, the thing is, to me, I feel like I don't do that much. Like, I could do that way more. It's just, I need... It needs to be top of mind. I really want to start doing more TikTok vlogs. I think I could forking kill it on there.
Yeah, TikTok's lit. So do that.
What are your favorite TikToks at the moment?
Oh, at the moment? The freaking, the driver's license song. All the TikToks. The ones of the girls trying to sing it are pretty funny, actually.
Wait, which awful. Ones? Oh, it's where
they're all in a group and they're trying to sing it.
You should make your friend group do that.
Or the like, I've seen, like, some comedy ones, and it's, like, your point of view, your, the driver's license, and you're, yeah. Like, the dude makes lyrics being the driver's license.
Wait, please make your friends do the singing one of driver's license. That would literally go viral.
I'm going to.
Do it today. Do it today. All
right, we will.
And have them, like, actually try.
Okay.
Please, that's so funny.
We will.
Oh my god, definitely get like Kohler in it.
Yeah, he's never with us though. He's always with his girlfriend, so it'll be tough to get
him. That's such a guy thing. I take that back. If my friend is like that girl that's like always with her boyfriend, we're always like, yeah, she's always with her boyfriend. Yeah. Like, we kind of hate that too. That's so annoying.
He catches the heat. It is annoying. We miss you, Kohler. Come back.
So, wait, do you, like, guys, do you tell him? Or are you like, bro, what the heck?
Oh, yeah, he knows. I mean, he still hangs out with us a good amount, so.
What does he say?
Nothing, really. He does a good job taking it.
I'm sure his girlfriend loves it.
Oh, yeah, they're in love. She's a cool girl, though. We like her.
Yeah, he pulls really hot girls.
He just knows how to talk. He could talk anybody's ear off.
He's, like, such a great talker. Literally, to this day, so... 2 years ago, my brother, like, immediately got into Fiji, and then, like, 5 seconds later, him and his friend came and visited me, and I had no idea who this guy was, and it was who we're talking about, Will Kohler. And Phil was like, yeah, he's kind of crazy, like, blah, 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 like, kind of forewarning me, and I was like, oh, it's no problem, whatever. So he comes, and I'm not kidding you, Kohler was just, like, talking my ear off, like, morning till night, we were just, like, having the best conversation. He was so fun and crazy, and we actually... Let's explain that trip a little. So, you guys got here. What do you remember, like, the most about it?
Definitely the games we went to. Well, the funny thing is, like, we had just gotten, like, out of pledge ship, and we were all kind of annoyed with Kohler, and, like,
you were so annoyed with him.
I was like, I do not want to go on a trip with this dude. He's about to be so annoying.
You were being a dick. And I kept saying, I was like, stop being a dick.
Yeah, which was kind of funny. But we had a great time. We went to the craziest Monday Night Football game, the Rams versus Chiefs, which is like one of the best games of all time. That was a spontaneous trip we did.
Yeah, we went there so on a whim. Well, here's the thing. I had already planned to go to the UCLA-USC game, which we went to. Mm-hmm. And I remember Kohler bought a UCLA hat, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And we were wearing... Yeah, and we were wearing Trojan stuff, and he kept yelling, and you were like, being such a dick to him, you were like, shut up. And we had a blast going to the Rose Bowl, but it was such a pain in the ass to find an Uber on the way home. So then we got home, and then the next day we went on a bougie, really bougie dinner to catch, and I told the guys, I was like, hey guys, this is going to be the most expensive thing we do, like the rest we'll like eat at In-N-Out, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can help you pay for it, but, like, just so you know, this is the most expensive thing we're going to do.
Right.
And so we go to Remy's, like, penthouse apartment. And do you remember that?
Yeah, it was so sick.
So sick. Gorgeous view.
With, like, the Tito's thing she had.
I know. Of course, that's what you remember.
Me and Cole thought that was the craziest thing ever.
The Tito's dispenser. We, like, go there. Then, of course, Remy calls us an Uber Black, which is, like, this huge Escalade, like, to go to catch. We go to catch, which is this really bougie, like, all the Instagram people and just, like, celebrities go there. And what was your initial reaction to catch?
This is just nothing like this is in Indiana. We had to get, like, an elevator up and, like...
Do you remember all the lights?
Yeah, the walkway was really cool. It was, like, kind of like a forest in there, and then it was crazy. The way they served their food was cool, too. It's kind of like everybody just shares everything.
And then we, like, sit down at this table, and it was, like, Morgan, me, Shelby, Alicia, Remy, and then Phil and Kohler. And to this day, I mean, all of my friends still reference. I think they all still follow him because they love him so much. They're like, we love Kohler. They could not believe your guys' age. They thought you were way older, so much fun. They had such a blast. And it was funny because Alicia, like, kind of took the reins on the menu and just, like, ordered everything and anything. And I was kind of like, oh, gosh, like, this is going to be expensive. Like, I'll help the boys pay for it. And at the end, Remy and Alicia surprised us and paid for everyone's dinner.
No, Kohler tried to buy the dinner. He went to the waiter. And then he was like, yo, give the card. And, like, Alicia was like, you do not want to do that. And then Kohler, like... I think on the way home, you realized, like, oh my god, thank god, that was gonna be, I did not have, like, my card would have gotten declined. It was just the most Kohler thing ever. Like, he was just trying to be nice and, like, pay for it.
I remember that. And then he literally chased down the catch.
Yeah.
He was, like, chasing the catch waiter in those.
They were, like, fighting for him, yeah.
Oh my god, and he was like, take my card, and the waiter was like, no, bro, and Alicia was like, you're not gonna be able to afford this, but like in the nicest way. And Kohler was like, no, I got it.
I think his like parents like told him, make sure you buy one of their dinners or something. So he was like, I'm gonna buy this one. And he got
I'm dead. Honestly, the thought that he did that though is probably what resonates so well with the girls. That was so sweet of him to even ask. How good was the food?
It was so good.
So the dessert good. Was so I know. Good. The hit me cake.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next day I'm like, okay, we had our bougie dinner, but like we didn't spend any money because Alicia and Remy bought it. And I was like, guys, should we go to this Rams game? And you were kind of like, eh, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. The crazy thing is the game was actually supposed to be in Mexico on Sunday, and then it was Monday was the day, but something happened in Mexico, like they had an earthquake or something, so they like the day before they moved it back to LA, and they're like, oh. Because it was the two best teams in the NFL at the moment.
And we I kid you not, probably 30 minutes before the game started is when we got our tickets.
Like, we were rushing to the game because we literally just bought the tickets, like, right as it was starting.
Yeah, and we got them, and we went, and it was the most fun NFL game I have ever been to and probably will ever go to.
Oh, yeah. Because we were kind of, like, up, like, we didn't have the greatest seats, but, like, we were up there with, like, some funny fans, and we were just going nuts with them.
We were with some rowdy-ass fans, and they were like...
Yeah, whose house?
Rams! Sam's house. We were literally like screaming. Also, I bought a hat that day for the Rams. Like, we didn't even have any gear. We were just like screaming for the Rams. And then randomly at halftime, the freaking Chainsmokers come out and start performing. Yeah.
They played the song with the girl. And it was their like debut of it, and we were like, this song kind of
sucks. I know.
It's like
one
of the best songs ever. So I was like, yeah, it was definitely one of the most fun trips I've been on, and I'm
and
glad.
And Kohler and Phil and I were literally like screaming, jumping. I have so many good videos from that game. So that was a blast. And then you guys left, but I don't even know how we got on that.
All the pictures we made, Kohler post for were funny. Remember the Chubby's chair?
Oh yeah!
And then the Hollywood sign, he kept trying to like put it so he was holding it on his hand and he couldn't do it.
Yeah, so we kept making a post. Was he posting like Instagram stories?
I don't know. We were just
making a post.
Yeah,
he was just like Phil and I's like hitting Model. Bag essentially. Yeah, the whole trip. And I remember when we got to In-N-Out when we you guys landed and he was like, "This is the best burger ever."
Yeah.
He's so animated and like excited about life. That's why I love him.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's a great time.
Yeah, you and your friends, when COVID's over, I want you and all of your friends to come visit and stay.
No, we all want to do a trip out there. It'd be so fun.
It'd be so fun. And honestly, we could do like 3 or 4 days here and then like 2 nights in Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to Vegas for fall break, so you should come when we go.
I know. I want my friend group to go. I think if COVID's like done, then we're in there like swimwear. So, did you ever think of your words?
No, I didn't.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's think of some for you.
Alright, first one kind of soft. I'm gonna go love. Just,
what?
What do you mean?
This is
like,
super
be nice,
serious.
Nice.
Okay, I feel like you actually could be a lot nicer to people.
That's what I'm saying. Like, check up on my friends, call mom and dad more, do some nice gestures, and just be nicer.
I feel like your form of love, which is, it's, I'm like this too, and it's kind of bad. Like, we were raised with, like, tough love. Our dad, like, teases people he likes.
Yeah, all the time.
And so that's how Phil and I sometimes do that to people, especially you, Phil. You'll, like, tease people to death, but that's your form of, like, showing affection that you love them and like them. But it's rude sometimes.
I'm a big instigator, so... I like to get reactions out of people, but it's a lot of love, and I'm just having a good time.
Yeah, the thing is, especially when Phil and I are together, and like mm-hmm. Sapal is our punching bag, it's not good.
The best is if you don't give me a reaction back, I'll be like, okay, I'll stop. But like people like Sapal and Block, that just you can get them fired up so easily. It's like I didn't feel the fire. It's just so funny. And
that's literally verbatim what I do to Ash Nicole XL.
It's so funny.
I'm like,
get so fired up.
Alicia and I literally will like go at Ash and we'll be like, Ash, like just teasing her or whatever. And she'll like give us a good reaction. And I'm like, yes. But it's all out of love.
Yeah. Dolce's actually pretty good at it too. I think it's just a townie thing all the time.
Really?
I think we just grew up like always talking shit to each other. And I don't know. Some people can take it. Some people can't. But it's all love.
Okay, so love is one of yours. What's another two?
I kind of liked your one of the ballsy one. Just, I don't know why I keep coming back to spontaneous, but just do something. Just go out for it. Try it, even if you fail. Like
just, what about send it?
Send it, yeah.
I like that.
Lynch will like that one for the Nelk boys.
Send it. We should get Nelk on here.
It. Yeah, that'd be crazy. Oh, I need your help because we are pranking Stemmy. Did I tell you about this?
Yeah, but hold on. Finish your last word and then we'll
go
there. Okay.
Last word. I can't think of anything.
Okay, I have one for you. I think you should it's kind of similar to send it, but a little bit different and specific. You need to be more proactive.
Okay.
I feel like you just need to like make things happen, like do it on your own instead of waiting for people to hand you something on a silver platter.
So take some more initiative.
Yeah. Take initiative, be more proactive, like, do something before someone asks you to do it.
Right.
So, like, even, for instance, we can use the podcast as an example, which you do a pretty good job of, but, like, I love it when you text me and be like, hey, is this going up today? Like, okay. You know what I mean? Instead of me bugging you, or like, hey, when are we recording? Like, bug me, you know?
Don't be afraid to step on people's toes.
No, not at all. Most of the time, you're not even stepping on people's toes. You're just reminding them because people are busy and aren't involved in their own life, you know?
True.
Okay, so let's go back to the prank. What's the deal with STEMI? Can you explain a little bit who this is? Like, if people don't know who this is, because they probably don't.
Okay, STEMI's one of my good friends. He's in Fiji with me. He's from Indy. And the other person is John Lynch from Chicago. Hilarious, like, skater boy. The biggest like Nelk Boys fan there is. He always he has like their shirts and stuff.
No, he does not.
He gets on like their merch drops and like tries to buy stuff.
Shut up. Can we just clarify though that Mark is Stemmy's real name? We just call him by his last name. His first name is not Stemmy.
Mark Stemmy. Yeah. Okay, so Stemmy. So over break, I guess Lynch was just bored and wanted to mess with Stemmy. So. You know, like those apps where you can buy like a prank call of like other people calling.
Yes.
You ever do that when you're little? Yeah.
Yes. So one of my friends like still does it every day, all the time.
They're actually pretty funny. So he bought one of like Nelk Boys calling Stemmy, like basically the guy saying, "Yo, I got with your girl. Like she likes me better because Stemmy has a girlfriend now." And Stemmy, of course, loved it and was like, "Yo, the Nelk Boys just called me, and like, I'm probably gonna be in the video. And, like, I don't know why he called me, but he just called me." And he actually like believed it was real.
Shut up. Stemmy,
so this was like 3 weeks ago. Stemmy believes it. Everybody knows besides Stemmy that it was just John Lynch calling him.
Shut up.
Besides Stemmy, so we want to have a girl call Stemmy and be like, "Hey, this is the manager for Nelk. We work with Nelk, and we just wanted to get your permission so you could be in the next Nelk video. If we could use the clip of you talking."
Wait, oh my god, I totally could do that.
Yeah, so I need you to get, like, on, but you have to have, like, an LA number, so it looks like it's from LA, but not your number, because he has your contact number. Ooh. So if you could, like, get one of your friends.
What if I have, like, Ash Nicole X, I would do it.
Yeah. And she'd be like, "Hey, I'm working with the Nelk Boys."
Or I could have Peyton do it, my roommate.
Yeah, you should do that. But record it and put it on speaker. And so then I think the video goes out tomorrow. So he's just going to think he's going to be in the video. And he's just not.
No, wait, what time does the video go out?
Tomorrow, I think.
Wait, I think I'm going to see Hayley Ringo today, so I'll have her do it.
Yeah, she'd be great at it.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Okay. Yeah, okay, so we got this.
I know Kyle called you a few weeks ago about your getting with, or just Kyle called you, and we just wanted to see if we could use that audio for our video.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are really like full sending it on this prank.
Yeah. Well, wow. It's funny because Tom and Rod, also friends of mine, and Stemmy, they were in the car with them, and they believed the thing too, like... So,
it must be
a good prank call.
Wait, are they in on it now?
Yeah, we told them.
What'd they say?
They're like, "No way." And we were like, "Why the heck would they call Mark Stemmy? Why would the Nelk Boys call Stemmy?"
Shut the fuck up. Dead. Like, how would they get Stemmy's number?
I know. I was like, what?
Oh my god, that's so... That's even better that, like, they believed it, too, because...
I know.
Then Stemmy's probably like, "Oh my god, like, they believe it."
Yeah, it's real.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about TikTok. What is your favorite TikTok trend right now? Who are you watching on TikTok? Last time we did a podcast together, you really liked Andreas Lopez, but you're not really a fan of his anymore?
I'm out on Andreas. He's way too much now. He's a little crazy.
Okay.
And him and his girlfriend are just weird.
You don't like them?
She's way too tall for him, and it's just... I watched too many of his videos. I'm out now.
Okay. I like them together, but, like, they aren't my cup of tea when it comes to, like, watching TikTokers. Like, I think that's a specific humor.
Right. The trend right now that's coming up is the driver's license song. There's a lot of things that...
Red lights. Do you guys ever play that song, like, at the frat?
No.
You should just blast it on a speaker, like, on repeat. Yeah.
It's on the sad playlist when we want to get in our feels. We'll play it.
Okay, got it. Wait, what's your, like, go-to party song? Just curious.
Right now, it's probably Money in the Way. 2 Chainz.
Oh, okay.
Psychedelic, though. You know that?
Uh-uh.
I don't know what we've been listening to. See, what have you been... What? I guess you can't really party right now.
No, but I'll tell you what I've been listening to.
Did you listen to the new Morgan Wallen album? Have you listened?
I started to. I need to finish it.
Yeah. I've heard have a few you? Songs. No, I'm kind of just waiting for like the good people to like.
I know.
Realize. Well, that's what I always do with all the albums. Just like
I'm just waiting for the good songs to like come. Yeah.
But I like Morgan.
Yeah, I've been listening to. You know, I love SZA's new song "Good Days." I also Phil loves the song "Hideaway" by Daya or Daya.
Yeah, that is that band.
We should get her on this podcast. Daya.
Is she big time?
I think she is, but like.
Well, obviously, if she is that. And Rather Be, another slept on banger.
By Clean
when
Bandit.
I am with you, there's no
place I'd rather be.
And then Pop Smoke, obviously. He gets his fired up.
Okay, she has less than 500,000 followers. I'm going to follow her and slide into her DMs. Would you freak out?
Yeah, it'd be sick.
Boys seem to like the girls that laugh at anything.
The ones who get undressed before the second date.
So good. I've also been into Disclosure. Obviously, Olivia O'Brien slaps. Oh my god, how good is Miley Cyrus's new song? I think it's Midnight Sky and Just Like a One Winged Dove by Stevie Nicks.
I don't know that one.
Hold on.
Also, slept on song Moment for Life, Nicki Minaj and Drake.
Ooh, good song.
Nicki goes hard on that one.
Nicki goes hard on songs.
She does go hard.
I've been vibing with Pound the Alarm lately.
Really?
Yeah.
And also, have you heard Barking, the song Barking?
No.
It's like the British rapper. It's like, I might ding my ding from barking 7 a.m.
Oh, 7 a.m. morning.
Yeah.
I'm digging Justin Bieber. I keep listening to his stuff. Obsessed with Young Gravy's new song, Oops. Oops, baby, fucking on your bitch like Oopsie Daisy. You have it?
No.
It's going viral on TikTok. And then also...
We should get Gravy on the pod.
I know! I want Gravy on the pod so bad. He actually recently followed me on Instagram and I like freaked the fork out. And then also love the song Making Love to the Beat.
Oh, girl. Yeah, you were in love with that when you were at home for some reason.
I know. I just like go through phases of songs.
I feel that. But yes.
Send us
some good song suggestions. I need new music.
Okay, can we please talk about Trisha Paytas' Domino's face?
I don't know that. I haven't seen that. I saw the one TikTok of her like saying I'm going to work at Domino's and I just was like, this girl's nuts. Is she doing that every day now? She actually working at Domino's?
No, she doesn't, but like I don't think she actually works there, but she's like role playing like a Domino's
is it like for her OnlyFans thing or is it like I get with my Domino's delivery chick? Is that what she's doing?
No. I think she's just like playing like acting like playing an actor like she's a Domino's delivery person, but she isn't. But it's so funny because everyone's like, when you're role-playing a minimum wage job.
I think she's just trying to do whatever to stay relevant, but I mean, it's
awesome. But like, she kills it. Like, I think she's a lot more smarter than we all give her credit for. I think she's hilarious, and the Domino's thing is for sure my favorite thing that she's done so far on TikTok. I just listened to the podcast where she was on BFFs, which can we talk about how much we both love BFFs pod?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I think I'm going to buy merch.
That's kind of sick.
Do you want one?
I'd rock one.
You would?
Yeah. Dang, you're probably making so much money from that.
I know. Well, if you would post on Instagram more, you can make good money.
Dave's killing the game.
Yeah, what's your favorite episode of Dave and Josh's pod?
I just think the first one because I was just so blown away that those two were doing a TikTok. And they weren't that close, so they were kind of like still learning each other about. And just Dave talking about walking in the Sway House and just like taking his shirt off and lifting with the boys was just so funny. But they're actually like more similar than like everybody would think, like a TikTok guy and then a Dave Portnoy, like guys. And they did a great job.
You know what's funny is I was just on Thomas Kopelman's podcast. Do you know who that is?
I do not.
He listens to BFFs. And I was like, that's so crazy that, like, he listens to BFFs and, like, so do I, but, like, I listen to it because of Josh and he probably listens to it because of Dave.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's so crazy that that happened. And then guess who I just slid into? Brianna. I think it's Brianna, not Brianna. Brianna's DMs, who's also on BFFs. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, she's, like, the producer or whatever.
Yeah, but she also
she's
is,
like the girl side. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Anyway, I slid into her DMs and she said she would come on the podcast.
Actually?
Yeah.
Let's go.
So I feel like we should schedule something maybe next week or the week after, but I want to have a good dynamic with us before we like bring on any guests. So maybe we'll have like Peyton on next or something.
Flowing.
I'm really excited to have Brianna because I think she's forking killing it.
Yeah, she's the good little, like, just the third with, like, the sly comments and, like, the girl.
Yeah, like, a little comedic relief from a female's perspective. I love it. Yeah. And I love that she's, like, not intimidated by the two guys. Like, she definitely, like, throws her two cents in. Who are some of your dream guests to have on the pod, speaking of?
I'll do, like, the crazy ones that, like, just crazy dreams. But, like, Michael B. Jordan, I just think he's, like, the sickest dude ever. Just picking his brain to see, hear some of his stories and everything.
Oh, my God, I would die.
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio would be pretty cool. Some more, like, I'm trying to think
of someone more realistic. Obviously, we're going to shoot for the stars with Young Gravy.
Mm-hmm. Like, Big Cat would be fun. I think he's hilarious. I think he'd be really cool to talk to.
Like a barstool person?
Yeah. Oh, I think Jack Harlow would be sick.
I love that.
But he's like big time now, so that'd be...
So. Yeah, but you just never know. You gotta put it out there. You gotta. The other day, I was like talking about, what did I say that triggered the sentence where you were like, "Are you into crystals now?"
It's your manifest, or is it?
I was like, "I'm gonna manifest it."
Yeah.
And you were like, "Are you gonna get a crystal?" No, I'm not a crystal gal.
I feel like you have like these like energy bar or like energy crystals in your house that you're all.
No. No. Just because I like to manifest things doesn't mean I have, like, a shit ton of crystals and, like, an oasis that I escape to when I manifest.
Alright.
Is that what guys think when girls say, like, I'm gonna manifest this?
I mean, when you say it every day, kinda. But you can manifest it, all good.
How's the search for the summer internship / job going? I know a lot of you guys... in your junior year, really looking to secure an internship this summer, right?
Yeah. A lot of boys have gotten good offers. Most of them are in Chicago right now. There's like 10. Me, I'm still jobless. Trying. Yeah.
Well, but what are you trying to do?
The two big ones would probably be UTA and CAA. And LA, the agencies, I think they'd be cool to like be a sports agent. Would be like a dream job of mine. So, and those are like the two big ones. So... getting those two would be pretty sick.
What else would you want to do if those don't work out? Which, like, we are manifesting that they'll work,
Well, we can manifest those. I guess just any, like, financial, as much as I don't want to do it, but it's my major, so get in the business world, just get started.
Well, you could do, like, kind of what I do, probably for, like, a YouTuber or something.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll see. We'll figure it out.
When I'm, like, I'm manifesting you getting an internship, what do you think I do?
I think, like, you, like... before bed, you do some weird, like, all right, please help. Let's make this happen. I don't know.
Do you think I, like, get on my knees before bed and, like, talk to some different universe?
You hold, like, your different crystal for, like, whatever it is. If it's, like, if it's long-term, you do your long-term crystal. If it's, like, for the day, you do
your... Are you kidding? You actually think I do that?
No, I'm just messing.
Oh, okay.
I think you just put it into your mind, like, this is going to happen, I'm going to go do it.
Yeah, I more so make a list, and what I was going to say you should do with your internship thing is what you do is, like, you just speak it out into existence like you already have it. So, like, you'll be like, yeah, I work for CAA. I'm interning at CAA right now. Like, that's what you say, like, or for me, like, let's say I'm manifesting getting a dog. I'd be like, yeah, I have a golden retriever.
Right.
You're just like... you speak it out into existence, and then it, like, it just happens. But, like, I'm not... I think some people, like, Ollie probably does some crystal shit. I just don't.
I think if you said speak more to existence, I wouldn't think of more of, like, the crystals. But for some reason, manifest, I get this whole, like, energy and crystal connotation from it.
Which, by the way...
if you're into that and stuff.
Yeah, no. I do your thing. Like, to each their own. I will say, I was talking to Ollie today, and he was like, I want to collab with PK. He literally said that.
Let's go. Well, like, collab on what?
I think you guys should, like, when you move here, so you got to talk in, like, the present tense.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
When you move here to LA, you should switch, like, houses for a day.
Oh,
and you should pretend to be him, and he should pretend to be you. So, like, you can dress him up as you, and he can dress you up as him.
I don't want to know what he'd dress me in.
Well, think about what you could dress him in.
I'd get him right.
Yeah, it'd be so funny.
He'd be dripping.
He'd be dripping.
Come on now.
Well, how was it being back? I know you just went to Breckenridge. How was it skiing?
Skiing was a great time. Crazy cold out there, which was not fun, but skiing was a lot of fun. Picked it up pretty quick. Wasn't too bad. And, yeah, just good boys trip. The Florida trip was the best, though. That was crazy.
Yeah, you...
We went for the bowl game. We had a great time.
Yeah, it did look like you had a great time, and I'm so jealous. I can't wait to freaking travel. So, why don't you ask me a question, because I feel like I'm carrying this conversation.
When was the last time you cried?
Oh, gosh. Probably when mom left.
Aww.
Here.
What'd you guys do?
We just stayed literally in my apartment. And, like, honestly, it was awesome because we just, like, deep cleaned my apartment. I got rid of so much shit and, like, you know, just, like, stuff you yeah. don't know. But, like, right. after you move, I still hadn't, like, fully unpacked something. So I, like, went through those things, got rid of a lot of boxes and, like, organized. And it's so nice when mom's there because, like, she just knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Moms, like, love, like, coming into your space and, like,
setting
organizing.
Up,
yeah.
Cleaning. Yeah. Mom would be very disappointed in my room right now. It's a mess.
I mean, even when I go to your frat, I, like, kind of tidy up a little.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or when I go home to dad's house, I, like, tidy up. Do you ever notice that?
I keep that dad's house pretty clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
But, like, you guys just, like...
You're not, like, that clean, a clean freak, though. You have a mess every now and then.
No, I'm definitely not a clean freak, right. But I definitely, like to tidy up.
Yeah, I mean, I like to be somewhat organized. Like, I like to have my closet and organize and stuff, but...
Yeah, what did you think about, like, the holidays being home? Like, this is our... Is it our second year with divorced parents?
Yeah.
What was it easier this year or harder this year for you, did you think?
Probably easier. Just used to it. We did it last year, so we kind of knew what we were dealing. But, yeah, it still definitely sucks. But I guess you just got to live with it.
I feel like it was easier because I knew what to expect, but harder just because with COVID, we literally couldn't do anything.
I know.
So I couldn't even, like, distract myself, like, seeing my friends or anything like that.
Right. It is what it is now.
Can you tell us about your guys' group chat, the reason our parents got divorced group chat?
Somebody made a group me in our fraternity. Our fraternity has, like, the most random group me's, which are pretty funny. But, yeah.
Like, can you give us some examples of some?
Like, somebody used, like, basketball. We have a basketball group me. We can just talk about when we want to go play basketball, poker, if you want to play poker. And then we have, like, a music group me, just talking about a song. The one that went off in quarantine was... the movie TV one. So,
oh, like, really?
If you watch the movie, you guys gotta check this one out, blah, blah, blah.
Did you send the morning show?
The meme one is hilarious. Yeah.
You sent them the morning show?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what's the meme one?
Just sending memes, and it's hilarious.
You just send random ass memes?
Yeah.
I feel like you guys should have a TikTok one.
Yeah, I guess we could. I just send them to people, though. Like, because you can just do that on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Who do you send, like, your TikToks to?
Probably Jerry the most.
Jared Kaiser?
Jared's most, like, he's, like, more into, like, he's into the YouTube and the TikTok game, like me, kind of.
Wait, so explain the divorce group chat.
Yeah, so that one's called the Reason Our Parents Broke Up. Kind of sad name. Yeah, we usually just talk about it, like, Thanksgiving or Christmas. We'll say, what'd you guys do today, moms or dads, and... just be sad together, you know? There's a sad group me we have where we say our sad stuff.
Is it, like, actually sad?
The sad group me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm not in that.
You aren't?
Part of that. No.
Wait, so you just, like, check up on each other? It's kind of cute that you have, like, one for the divorced parents.
Yeah, well, I mean, we haven't. I don't think we use it in like a year. Oh, do you guys? Do people in LA? You screw me. Do you even have the app?
I do, but no one does. I've tried to get my friends to do it. We just do group chats. Do you want me to explain my group chats to you?
Yeah.
So I have TK's Juicy Management, TK times Matter Media Group Talent Team, Pretty Basic Bitches, Pretty Basic Graphics, King Shit Only is our family group chat. I have one with Haley and Christina. I have one with TK times My Secret Project that's coming up. Another Secret Project one. Sorry, that's annoying. I have like our friend group one. We don't really have a name for it.
I feel like you could use like group me's for like, you could like do polls, like YouTubers could be like, which title do you like better? And then you could
I have a YouTube one called Vlogmas Hoes. And
we use polls all the time in group me.
Really?
Yeah.
We use the Vlogmas girls. It's like me, Kenzie, Danielle, Brooke, and Morgan Yates. So we'll send in like thumbnails or titles and be like, hey, what do you think? Oh, and then I have one called City Girls, which is like my downtown LA friends.
Yeah, GroupMe is probably like one of the most used apps I have, just because I have so many like IUDM committees talk on GroupMe, and just any organizations you're in is on GroupMe.
I honestly love the GroupMe culture. I just feel like it's hard to like convince my whole entire friend group to like go to GroupMe, you know?
If you have like, if it's like less than 10 people though, there's no need to have a GroupMe.
So. Yeah. I feel like GroupMe would be nice if there were like 50 YouTube creators in, and we're like, what is this good for a title?
Yeah. That'd be sick. Should start that.
Yeah. That's actually a really good idea. I wanted to ask you, did you see, I think his name's Jose Conseco's tweet when he tweeted at Alexandra Cooper and then she freaking roasted him on Twitter?
Yeah, I think I saw Portnoy say like checkmate or something about that.
Yeah, okay, so basically, do you know who that is, Jose Conseco?
I don't.
It's Josie Conseco's, you know, Logan Paul's ex-girlfriend, Josie, the Victoria's Secret model? So her dad, Jose, from my understanding, I could be wrong, don't quote me on this, anyone, I'm pretty sure he was like a really big professional baseball player.
I think he was.
And remember when Logan like quoted him and was like, I love smashing Consecos? When Jose Conseco was like, okay, so Jose Conseco tweeted, he was like, I want to fight you at Logan Paul. It was something after like Logan Paul and Jake Paul's fight or whatever.
Right.
And I don't know what the exact tweet Jose put, but then he was like, okay, sweet. I love smashing Consecos.
Jeez. Was he dating Josie at the time?
He either was dating with her or had just broken up with... They had just broken up. I don't know.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then this same dude, this poor girl... I would not like it if dad was just like trolling on Twitter all the time. No, that would be weird.
And it's already annoying, the stuff he tweets.
I'm like, shut up about freaking South basketball. Literally, I'll text him and I'll be like, delete that. Do you ever do that?
No. I think he's... giving up the sticks on Twitter.
Yeah, I literally tell him.
He does good stuff now. He just does good stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so he'll literally like tweet at like the Herald Times and be like, go on. It's so annoying. So then Jose Conseco tweeted, he was like, something like this. I don't know verbatim what he said, but it was like, life would be a lot better without Barstool Sports on the internet or something like that.
Yeah.
Or it was like,
just throwing some shade.
Does anyone else want Barstool Sports off the internet? Something like that. And then Alexandra Cooper, like the call her daddy gal, she quoted it with a screenshot of him DMing her on Twitter, Jose Conseco. And he DM'd her and was like, I'll come on your podcast if you go on a date with me.
Damn.
And he said, call me, and left his number. And she was like, oh, really? ? Or something with like screenshot. Isn't that crazy?
That's savage. He should have known. Like, that was a bad move by him.
I'm like, why is he tweeting that? That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, maybe he's just trying to get relevant.
People are like going off. I love how people are not. They're not holding back when they do their quote tweets. It's hilarious.
Yeah, Twitter gets vicious sometimes.
Twitter, you know, fun fact: a lot of creators actually hate Twitter because you can't delete any comments as a creator. Like, for instance, if someone writes hate comments on my Instagram photo, I can just delete them or block them. Yeah. On Twitter, you can't do that.
Yeah, Twitter's definitely unfiltered. Crazy stuff happens. I love Twitter. It's hilarious though.
I want to do a few polls.
Okay, I like that.
Okay, so lately I've been doing these polls where it's like, do you know who this is?
Right.
And I actually did this so long ago, but I brought it back because the BFFs podcast inspired me.
Okay.
So,
Dan, first should I find some that you might not know?
Yeah. So one, I'm going to do this girl first. Do you know who this is?
No idea.
No?
Uh-uh.
It's Kyle Richards. She's one of the Beverly Hills Housewives. She's, I think, Paris Hilton's aunt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is she just because she's Beverly Hills? Is why she's...
Yeah, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's just like a socialite, like a really big, rich mom mm-hmm. in Beverly Hills. She's like friends with like Kris Jenner, Paris Hilton's mom.
Yeah.
All of them.
All right, let's see if you're updated on sports. You know who that is?
James Harden.
Yes. What happened with him in the news recently?
I have no idea.
He just got traded to Brooklyn. Huge trade.
What about this guy?
Yeah, Elton John.
Okay, thank God.
How many people did not know who that was?
28%.
Jeez.
62% didn't know who Kyle was. This guy?
Is that gravy?
No.
I don't know.
Spencer Pratt. You don't know who Spencer Pratt is?
He an actor?
He is on the Hills. He was on the Hills.
Oh, I don't watch the Hills.
Give me someone else. Oh, God. I'm just going to go ahead and...
Rapper.
I know. I was going to give a wild guess. Pop Smoke?
Pop Smoke.
Yes!
Yeah.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Let's go!
Rip Pop Smoke.
Do you know who this is?
Nope.
Yes, you do.
Uh-oh.
Jennifer Coolidge from Legally Blonde. Or from, she's Stifler's mom.
Stifler, and what movie's that from?
American Pie.
Oh, that's Stifler's mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, where can everyone follow you?
Follow me on Instagram, PhilipKing10. Get me to 5K. Let's go.
What about, do you want to do Twitter, TikTok? Let's go. Come on.
I don't tweet anything, so you don't have to follow me. My TikTok. PhilipKing10. What else?
Okay. Follow me across the board on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls. My vlogs are just TK's Juicy Vlogs or TK or Taylor King. Obviously, leave a rating and review this podcast. Yeah, follow us all, and thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, give us some name suggestions, too.
Yeah, give us some name suggestions, and be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.